common. I guess that would always be a derogatory term to me. She's very common. That's what I would, without anything else in that context, I would take it as derogatory.
Meaning what?
So again, somebody who hasn't had much in the way of any kind of cultural upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you call a girl common, you get the idea she's kind of loose, promiscuous. Like I said, my grandmother leaves no question. She says so-and-so is common as gully dirt, and that pretty much, you know, puts his finger on it.
All right. Have you ever heard common in a complimentary sense? They're just common folks?
Good common people.
Mm-hmm.
Good country people. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. An old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age. You say he's still...
He's still pretty active. He gets about real well. Maybe mighty spry. Again, that's a little bit archaic to me. Did I say active?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. I guess that would about do it.
What about children?
Rambunctious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, energetic maybe.
Okay, the children write later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything to worry about, but I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
All right. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid of the dark, scared of the dark.
A person who gets afraid easily is...
a scaredy cat. Be a child, really, though. I don't know what you would say about an adult. What would you say? Frightened easily. An adjective. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, how about a place that's frightening?
A place that's frightening?
A graveyard.
It's kind of, I don't know if, ominous?
Would you ever just say scary?
Yeah, sure, scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I guess not.
She isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be.
Right, and I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
yeah, the negative. What would I be likely to say? I guess, didn't used to be, I could say that. Maybe used not to be.
All right. Usn't to be?
No, it's too hard.
All right. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked is mighty...
careless.
Okay, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird, strange, peculiar, eccentric.
Would you use queer to mean strange?
No. I know what you're talking about, but queer has homosexual overtones.
Has that been true all your life?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Is that's true queer both as an adjective and noun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
A man is sure of his ways and never wants to change. You say, don't be so.
Stubborn.
Mule-headed.
Pardon?
Bull-headed, mule-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Cantankerous. Headstrong.
Mm.
I guess that's about it.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper. You say, he's mighty.
Touchy. Yeah, he's kind of a hothead. It's hot under the collar.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bad temper.
Mm-hmm.
Riled easily.
All right. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad. Upset. Angry. Pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about that